I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Dobrý večer and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Doe.
Hello from the capital city of Prague and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast. I'm Pete Coleman. As spring approaches the Czech lands, so does the instinctual pull to prepare for the summer months. No matter where you live in the Republic, getting away from the daily routine and back to basics is about as right as rain. Okay, sorry for that American Southern idiom, but you get the idea. Czechs have an escape route when it comes to summertime. For many, it leads to their cottages outside the city limits, to small hamlets, forested trails, or mountain getaways. Cottage culture is not specifically a Czech thing, but it is a way of life that's deeply ingrained in the Czech DNA. Usually a cottage is owned, shared, or passed down from one's family, generation to generation. The cottage, and I'm using air quotes here, can take the shape of many forms. When I moved here, I thought the average Czech cottage would be something from a fairy tale story. Thatched roof, large hearth, rustic ivy-covered walls. Well, not quite. While there still is much of a rustic feel about many cottages, most are considered to be First Republic or older homes in a small town. Yes, there are many dwellings tucked away in the forests, along the Sázava or Vltava rivers, or up the Krkonoše Mountains, but this just goes to show you that cottage life is a varied experience from one family to another. In mid-spring, sons and dads and grandfathers find their way to cottage getaways with a car full of tools, beer, and a can-do attitude to bring the summer cottage back to life after a long winter slumber. My work office window looks down upon one of Prague's main highway arteries to the south and southeast. It is a common sight on a spring Friday afternoon to see an epic traffic backup of these would-be domestic engineers heading to the cottage on Highway D1. They have a weekend of hard work ahead of them. Fix the roof, clean the gutters, check the pipes, rake old leaves and burn them, and generally air out the place. One or two of these fixer-up trips, and the cottage is ready for use. But remember, the work is never really done. I had a chance to sit down with Andrei Sepelak, a Prager that shares his cottage with his in-laws along the Sázava River. The quiet scenes of cottage life comes with a price. It takes work to keep it up and keep it functional.
From what you know from maybe other friends' cottage situations, the Czech experience is kind of interwoven with that idea of having cottages. But you also said last week to me that sometimes it's a burden because you're anchored to it, aren't you? Financially and otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people say they just go to mow the grass and do some fixing, repairs, and then it's time to go home again. A lot of people, from what I know, a lot of people are selling their cottages because they just don't want to spend all their free time doing some stuff there, fixing things and maintaining the house or the cottage. They prefer to go somewhere else for the weekend.
You may be getting the idea that not every cottage experience is lined with a primrose path. Having a commitment such as cottage upkeep and other costs can be a headache and a responsibility some Czechs want to avoid. For many, summer vacations traditionally spent at the family cottage are replaced with trips to the seaside in Croatia, Greece, or the northern lakes of Italy. If it helps to paint this picture, think of the mass exodus West Virginians make to the oceanside of Myrtle Beach following down Route 77. Or basically the hillbilly highway, as it were. And you know, when you think about it, Czechs have a wonderful work-life balance when it comes to vacation time, especially compared to Americans. 2 weeks? You Americans only have 2 weeks off? That's crazy. Yeah, here in Czechia, we get 5 weeks, and it's awesome. I'm not going to lie to you. What you do with those 5 weeks is up to you. You can perform continual upkeep on the cottage and spend summertime hiking through the beautiful Šumava forest, or make a run for the sea and some crowded beaches. Either way, that summer pull for something different is a strong one. This can all seem like a bit of a culture shock to a foreigner jumping into the fray, but with some getting used to, cottage life can become a welcome part of the expat experience. Atlanta native and Czech resident Phil Mullis married into this tradition, and every winter and summer he takes his children to their home away from home in the Krkonoše Mountains.
It's a pretty nice cottage from the outside. It has that completely traditional feel, the crossboard look with the nice cottage windows. The inside, though, is a modern building, if you will. So we tend to go up there on the weekends, and in the summer, the wife and kids will spend a couple weeks up there. In the Czech Republic, getting away to the cottage is kind of a common local short trip idea, or it's a way that people spend their weekends a couple weeks in the summer. In the winter, there's ski resorts nearby, and we can go skiing and sledding. My in-laws are very much into cross-country skiing. And in the summer, we go for hikes through the mountains and bike rides through the lowlands, the foothills of the mountains, if you will.
One of the bigger benefits to having a place far from the summer city heat is the abundance of nature that is either right outside your doorstep or within walking distance of the cottage. Exposing your children to the great outdoors is a must in Czech life, as Phil explains.
For the family, it's very important, especially for my wife. It's what keeps her sane. In the Czech Republic, for families that live in the city, in urban areas, having a cottage in the countryside or in the mountains, a place to get away to, as they say, in nature. These families that live in urban areas, it's a way to get back to nature and getting down to basics. Go out there, chop wood, build a fire, roast sausages, mow the grass, trim the trees, these sorts of activities.
Many feel that this experience of cottage life is part of the fabric of growing up Czech, something Andrej and his wife want to pass down to the next generation.
For my wife, when she was a kid, it was so that when there's weekend or holiday, we go to cottage. Dad is fixing stuff, mom is cooking, and the kids play outside in the garden or in the forest. She's saying like it was awesome, of course, but it was always the same. And we've never been like to the mountains or to the sea or whatever. Anytime we were going somewhere, we were going there.
A little hard work and rest is needed to break the office routine, and this lifestyle helps to push the reset button. You know, my kids will spend their several weeks of summer vacation in the cottage in a small town of Volynia in South Bohemia. It is an area that reminds me of the gentle foothills of the Shenandoah Valley back in Virginia. This place is old and has much history to tell, but don't tell that to my kids. School won't be in session, and they are here to explore, relax, and have fun. They will roast sausages over the fire, help to chop wood for the cast iron stove, mow the grass, bathe in the river and look for frogs, and they will take long hikes in the foothills of the Šumava region, just like their great-grandparents did years and years before. We will venture out for day trips to medieval castles, hopefully find some good branches to carve for walking sticks, and dip our toes in the ice-cold, boulder-strewn Vidra River. I think an American expat can get used to this slower summer pace of Czech cottage life. We hope you've enjoyed this look into Czech life. We will have a great deal of places to take you this summer on the Bohemican podcast that include the aforementioned region of South Bohemia and the upcoming road trip to Moravia, so stay tuned for that. My co-host Travis Dow will return for the next Bohemican podcast, but if you want to check out what he's up to lately, stop by podcastnik.com, that's podcastnik.com, for all of our shows from the history of alchemy to the secret cabinet. So until next time, for Travis Dow, I'm Pete Coleman. Have a good evening. Naskla.
You have been listening to the Bohemian Podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Dow. Visit bohemican.com for more information on this episode, other episodes, and much more information about history, traditions, and culture in the Czech Republic. Find us on iTunes, subscribe, and review, and don't forget to rate us. We would love to hear from you. Send comments, ideas, and corrections on our comments page on bohemican.com, or get in touch via Facebook or Twitter. Tune in to our sister podcast, History of Alchemy, which is also on iTunes or on historyofalchemy.com. Until next time on the Bohemican podcast, thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.